First of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
You haven't been gone that long, so when you drive up and you walk in, what happens?
It's a little, a little weird, being back, but it's cool. I mean, not much has changed. We had a lot of renovations while I was here too, so seeing all that stuff is pretty much the same. But coming in and walking through that front door brought me back to my rookie year. My first day showing up on the job, and I think it's pretty cool that I showed up in a suit just like this on my first day, and so my last day here will be in a suit and tie. So it definitely brought back a lot of emotions and memories.
Good ones?
Yeah, all good ones, really. I had a great time, as a Bear, and I'm just happy and excited today that I can be considered a Bear for the rest of my life.
For a young boy at the age of 6 when you started playing and had a rock tucked under your right arm, did it just line up perfectly for you to be a Bear, given the lineage of Walter Payton and Gale Sayers and other Hall of Famers, Bronco Nagurski, that have come through this franchise?
I think it did. I think God chose me to be drafted and to be a professional football player for this organization for a reason. And I think it was to carry on the lineage of the great guys who ran the ball before me. Just to be mentioned among the Gale Sayers and Walter Payton's name like that is, it's kind of unreal to me. Like, it doesn't really, to me, I don't feel worthy enough for that. I think, being a Chicago Bear, it just fit me. And like, when everybody thinks about my name or the type of career I had, they always think about the mystique of the Chicago Bears and what we were and what we are, and that's playing tough, hard-nosed defense and running the ball.